Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, this is Jumi. Welcome to Glam with Grace podcast. How are you guys doing today? I hope you're having such a super duper awesome day. We're actually live on Facebook and Instagram. And hi guys, how you doing? So I'm about to record my podcast. And I wanted to, you know, invite everyone along with me to let you know, that I really do not just care about you buying Glam Naturally oil, but I also do care about you achieving healthier hair. You know, we have to do this together. Hi, you're from Morocco? Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following. Thank you for purchasing Glam Naturally oil. So today is, this is the Glam with Grace podcast, and the topic for today is our things to avoid when growing back your hair to health. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you have questions, hi from Trinidad. Hey darling, how are you? If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask, and I would answer your questions as well. But before I talk about what I want to talk about today, before I start my podcast, I always talk about the word for today. And the word for today from me to you all is, it doesn't hurt to be a kind person. I think I spoke about this 3 days ago as well. Hi, guys. Hello. Hi. It doesn't hurt to be kind. It doesn't hurt to be a nice person. Hello, darling. In anything that you do, you know, it's important to show kindness. Yes, I do. Yes, yes, yes. I shipped to Trinidad. Yes, we shipped to all Caribbean countries. Absolutely. So the podcast for today is we're going to be talking about the things to avoid when trying to grow back your hair. So a lot of you know that I big chopped my hair about a year ago. And I've been, I don't know, do you follow my personal page? Jumi Grow? If you do not follow my personal page, follow my personal page now. You get to know more about me and even more about the back end of Glam Naturally Oil, because I'm constantly posting on my story how I'm doing this, you know, and I appreciate you all for your support. But follow Jumi Grow. It's J-U-M-M. Hi, guys. I-E. And it's Grow, G-R-O-W. Hey, darling. How are you, my loves? Thank you so much for coming, darling. You're planning on cutting your hair. It's relaxed hair. And you do think it's... Do I think it's a good idea? What should I use? If you... Normally, I really don't like relaxed hair. I'm not for it. And my brand is really not for relaxed hair, because I really feel like chemicals does a great damage to your hair, you know, especially if you have hair loss issues. Hi, Fussy Hair Daily. Hello, my love. Mwah. Thank you. You love my t-shirt? You do? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Yes, it's the I Love Glam Naturally Oil t-shirt, and I'm going to make it available for all our customers as well very soon. So yes, talking about things to avoid when growing back your natural hair. Okay, so the first thing that I put on my list is, the first thing you want to look for is in your shampoo. Look at the ingredients in your shampoo and your thank you, darling, and your conditioner. I always tell everyone, try to go for natural product. More natural products is better for your health, because a lot of the so-called brands, they do things the cheaper way, and a lot of the ingredients that they put in the shampoo and conditioner is not good for your health. So definitely look into more natural product, okay? I recommend that. And then the second thing that I advise for you to avoid when growing back your hair to health, you know, guys, that I always talk about this, protective hairstyling. Okay, I am not against protective hairstyling. That's absolutely not what I'm for. I am not against it in any way or form. But if you're going to have a protective hairstyle done, make sure it doesn't have any tension on your hair, on your edges. Hi, guys. I love you more. Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate you. So glad we're beginning to embrace the air God. I know, right? The air that God has blessed us with. Absolutely. I couldn't agree even any better. The air that God has blessed us with, it's beautiful. Love your natural hair. Don't cover it up. Wear it more. Show it. You know, God has given it to us for a reason, right? Because he knows we're beautiful. So he gave it to us. Hi, guys. Thank you for tuning in. So the second thing you need to avoid is tight protective hairstyling. Even if you have a wig on, some wig, synthetic wigs, they cause damage to your hair. Because imagine if you put a tight weave on your hair and you're constantly putting pressure on your edges eventually is going to break your edges. So this is what I recommend. Hi, darling. If you really have to put on a wig, which is okay, make sure you have a satin cap or a satin covering, something protecting your edges while you put your wig on. And if you're going to have braids done, you have to be strict with your hairstylist and tell them not to put pressure on your edges. No pressure on your hair. Hi, darling. No pressure at all. Please, you have the power to say no to pressure on your hair. So avoid that as much as possible. And then if you braid regularly, always massage your scalp with oils. It's so important. That is the reason why I created the braid oil. I'm going to show it to you now. The braid oil. The braid oil, the reason why this is created is for itchy and dry scalp during a protective hairstyling. So when I used to do a lot of braids, I know that I used to hate the fact that my hair was really dry and flaky. And then I started mixing things and I saw that it was working for me. Hi! I saw that it was working for me, and that was the reason why I created the braid oil. Using this every day when you have braids installed or cornrows or even your weaves, if as long as you can reach your scalp, a little of it is all you need. A little of it. How long is your hair? My hair is about 7 inches, 7.5 inches long, but the shrinkage is kind of fooling, right? Hi, Faith. Hi, darling. Sorry, I am on Instagram Live and I am on Facebook Live, so I don't want to ignore my Facebook audience. Hi, darling. Hi, Faith. Thank you for tuning in. Hi, Gracie. Hello, love. Oh, thank you so much. If you have any questions, please ask away. But yeah, so if you're going to have your protective hairstyling done, make sure you're constantly keeping your scalp moisturized. It is so important. Would this work on locks? Yes, it works on dreadlocks. Absolutely, it does. Okay, so that's scalp cleansing. So we're talking about the first thing when it comes to protective hairstyling, how to keep your hair moisturized and your scalp healthy, is scalp cleansing as well. So how often do you, I have a question, how often do you scalp cleanse? You think it's important to scalp cleanse every time you have your braids done? So think about it. When you get your braids done, how long do you have your braids on for? Maybe 6 months. Oh, sorry, not 6 months, 6 weeks, right? Imagine not doing nothing, absolutely nothing to your scalp for 6 weeks. And then you eventually take out the protective hairstyle, the braids, after 6 weeks, right? When you take it out, a lot of people complain to me, I have a lot of breakage, my hair keeps breaking. But why is it breaking? What have you done during the period of the 6 weeks where you were doing nothing? So I recommend for you to scalp cleanse. You can scalp cleanse in two ways, which the first way, hi love, the first way is to actually wash your scalp. You wash your scalp once every 2 weeks if you can. I don't know, everyone has different ways of doing it. You can do it that way, or you can use natural oils to scalp cleanse as well. So you using this regularly, you wouldn't have to do too much of scalp cleansing because of the natural oil, the whole organic, they keep your scalp also cleansed and moisturized at the same time, if that makes sense. So it doesn't have the foul smell, doesn't smell funny, and then the flakiness reduces and it encourages growth to your hair. So the second thing I also recommend is edges cleansing. How often do you cleanse your edges when you have braids done? A lot of us tend to forget that. So how do you make your braids look good? You know, everyone wants to slick their edges with the edge controls. But one thing you have to remember is you keep it, you do it the first day, you do it the second day. By 1 week, hi, thank you for coming in. After 1 week, It's got like a product build up. It's like white. It's like, it's not looking as good. So how do you take that away to add on? I always tell everyone, if you have braids on and you have to have your edges sleek, no problem with that. Just make sure that you are constantly, maybe once a week. I used to do mine daily because I didn't like the build up. I used to literally, so when I have my hair under the shower, I put a cap on and then I leave my edges out and I literally put a conditioner before I go into, I deep condition my edges before I go into the shower. Then I use water to wash it off, if that makes sense. But that, you don't have to wash it, you can condition it to take it off. So I hope that helps. Okay, so the fourth thing that you need to avoid when trying to grow back your hair to health is avoid chemicals on your hair. And the first thing I want to address is dyes.
air dyes. They are, most of them, they include 80% chemicals. And when you're dyeing your hair, if you really, really have to dye your hair, this is what I tell everyone trying to grow back their hair to health. Don't dye your hair. Give it a break. Maybe 6 months. You can, after 6 months, then you can do it. But just give it time for it to grow back nicely. And then you can dye your hair. And then if you chose that, okay, I can't wait 6 months. I really have to dye my hair. You can use a natural product, or you can use henna. You can use anything natural to help you dye your hair instead of using chemicals, because chemicals breaks it even further. Thank you for the love, guys. Say what country you are, because I need it. I'm in New York. I'm in the USA, America. I ship worldwide, but right now we're not shipping to the UK, because so many packages have been returned too many times. So we're going to stop shipping to the UK. We have a UK vendor. Her name is Hair Passion Beauty. You could always order from her. Italy is going to join the list very soon. We're going to stop shipping to Italy. I am so sorry, but yeah, because of the same reason as well. Hi guys, thank you for tuning in. So we're talking about things to avoid when growing back your hair to health. Okay, it's a podcast that I do every week, and this is also going to be on the podcast. It's on Facebook Live. Thank you for the love. And it's also on Instagram Live. So I've spoken about dyes. Anything chemical, run away from it. Not good for your hair in any way or form, so run away from it. So I already spoke about using natural oils and massage your scalp consistently. Hi from Belgium. Yes, we ship to Belgium, Tanzania. I have never shipped to Tanzania before. No. But it can be done, but we ship through DHL and it's expensive. It's like $45 to ship to Tanzania with DHL. If you don't mind paying that amount, it will get to you. So can you pin your personal page and what's your porosity? Okay, hold on. Do you know, guys, I am not too used to this. So I have to figure out a way how to pin my page. Hold on, let me do it right. Let me see if I can do it. All done. And I have low porosity hair. I'm 4C. Guys, I need help. I don't know how to pin, but I'm going to post it if that helps. Okay. All right. So again, my personal page is I'm going to write it here. It's at JUMMIE Grow. Okay, that should help, hopefully. That's my personal page. Yes, yes, we ship to Jamaica. Yes, we do. We don't have issues with packages there. So we ship to Jamaica. Yes, so what I was talking about the things to avoid when growing back your natural hair. You're welcome, love. All right, so yeah, now we're going to get to the real, you know, details, because I always speak about deep conditioning and deep treating, and I personally use organic ingredient to deep treat my hair. My hair looks very short. I just came back from the gym as well. And it's shrinking so much, but it's really long, but it shrinks a lot. Firstly, what inspired you to start your business? What are the challenges you face on the daily basis? Any tips for aspiring entrepreneurs? Oh my God, thank you for that question. You're actually 4C a daily, guys. Please, she just asked the last question. Go follow her if you can, because she's really helped. She did help my business grow on our page. She has one of the best, and I'm not even kidding. If you have low porosity, 4C hair, four kinky hair like mine, follow 4C Hair Daily. But thank you for your question. So what inspired me to start my business? So I started mixing oils in 2000, and my daughter was born in 2012. I became natural in 2012. I loved, and the reason why I actually went to become natural was during my pregnancy. It's the oil good for hair loss. Yes, darling. Yes, 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 yes. The hair oil is formulated to grow edges, to grow your hair. If you have really like bad hair loss, it's helped at least 97% of our customers have seen growth using the oils consistently. How do I get back my hair healthy from being dry, brittle, and breaking after rice water? Oh my God, rice water broke your hair? That's the first. Oh wow. Okay, so do you know what? I'm going to come back to that question. I want to dye my hair. What products do you recommend? I also have 4C hair, and I'm going to come back to that question as well. All right, I want to answer 4C Hair Daily's question. So I stopped being natural because when the doctor told me that I should not use relaxers during my daughter's pregnancy, and then I thought to myself, my first pregnancy was in 2012, that if the doctor is saying that I should not put relaxer on my hair because it could affect my baby. So why am I putting relaxer on my hair or on my, on my body, period? You know, so that inspired me to stop using that. Basically, 2012 was the last time I ever used relaxer. So I fell in love with natural hair. I wanted to learn what I had to do to take care of a natural hair, you know, of my natural hair. So I also vowed that my daughter that was going to be born was never going to have relaxer on. So because I needed to know how to take care of my daughter's hair, I have to be natural. Because if I can take care of my hair, then I can help her as well. Because I remembered as a child, I hated my natural hair. I had beautiful natural hair as a child. My mom didn't relax my hair until I turned 16. That was when I chose to relax my hair. But my mom never put perm on my hair. And I remembered hating it. Why? Because it was so hard to maintain, and I used to cry so much every time I had to go get my hair done. I cried. So because of that, I couldn't wait to be 16 to just get my hair relaxed. Okay, so I didn't want my daughter to go through the same thing. I didn't want her to cry every time I had to get her hair done, so I decided to be natural. So I started blogging. I have a blog called Glam Naturally, and I used to blog about natural hair. I used to research. I'll go on YouTube. I'll go on the internet. I'll research products. What's best for me? What is best for natural hair, 4C hair? And that was when I fell in love with oils. I was so obsessed with mixing oils. I wanted to achieve healthier hair. So I would wake up one day, I would go to the beauty supply store, I'll buy 20 oils, I'll mix it together into a bottle. And every single time I ran out of the bottle, I got mad because now I have to go back to the beauty supply store to buy it all over. So I actually ended up joining this company. It's an organic, 100% organic company where all I was trying to switch my dishwashing soap to organic products. Everything in my house had to be organic. So that came to my oils. So I was so happy when I saw that they had natural oils, organic natural oils. So I started mixing organic natural oils on from the website. They were so expensive. Guys, you talk about my 2 ounces being expensive. I used to buy a 0.5 ml tea tree oil for $35. And I didn't complain because I knew the quality of that tea tree oil compared to the quality of the one that I used to buy in the regular store. So I started mixing oils. And then my sister-in-law called me one day because our daughters had hair loss issues. She wanted me to send that oil, so mix it and send it to her. Hi, thank you for the love. So that was what I did. I started mixing and sending it to my family and friends, and my sister-in-law called me, the Jimmy, my daughter's hair are growing back. I don't know what you put in that bottle, but you need to go out there and help someone else. And I was so scared. I was so nervous. I almost cried. I'm like, why would she even suggest me to have a business? It's so stressful. I don't have to deal with it. But I went to God and I prayed about it, and I had peace within me. I felt like God wanted me to do this. I knew that God wanted me to do this. And I just took the first step and went on Google, and everything that you see is history. I started my label and I did it myself. I believed in my dream, even though it just felt like the future was blank, but I didn't let that stop me. So challenges I face daily. I face a lot of trolls. People come on my page every day and they challenge the reviews, the before and after. They come and they go, it's a scam, it's not real. How is it possible for someone to see egg growth in 2 weeks? And unfortunately for them, I don't make up my reviews, they're all real. My customers are so amazing because they come and they cannot believe the growth that they see within 2 weeks. And I have to put it out there the way I see it. I can't lie, it's 2 weeks. I actually posted something yesterday where a customer actually put that, I can't believe it's been 2 weeks and I'm seeing growth. So when people come, I get trolls. Oh my goodness, I just delete them. Now I don't even have time for them. But that's one of the most challenges I face. And now I'm also facing a challenge where we're growing. We're growing very, you know, thank God for growth, right? We're growing and I have to adjust my life, my schedule to fit in the new growth. And any tips? What tips do I have for aspiring entrepreneurs? First year daily, I'm still answering your question. This is what I have to tell you. If you want to start a business, if you feel like, okay, because when I wanted to start my hair group business, I thought to myself, there's so many companies doing it. You know, how can I stand out? How can I be different? What can I bring to the table that is different from what someone else is doing? I just told myself that, you know what, I am not going to let that stop me. I'm going to do every single day, I'll post something positive about my business and it's going to get noticed. Every single day, I'm going to promote my business and it's going to get noticed. Every single day, whatever money I make from Glam Naturally, I'm going to take that money and put it back into Glam Naturally so that it's going to get noticed. Your hard work is never going to go to drain in any way or form. The beginning is the hardest. It's the hardest part of any business. The first year of Glam Naturally, or I didn't make a profit. I filed a loss the first year. All that money that I got, I put it back into my business. So this is what I'll tell you. Do not be discouraged. Do not give up. Keep fighting for what you have a passion for. Because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in your brand, if you don't believe in your product, who else is going to believe in it? You have to let the world know that you believe in what you're doing. If the world knows that you believe in what you're doing, then the world will believe with you, right? And that's exactly how it started. I was telling my story. I was not ashamed to talk about my hair loss issues. I was not ashamed to show my pictures to the whole world that, look, after I had my second child in 2016, I didn't have no edges. It was bald. I had nothing. I cried because then I already had my business. I literally went to the bathroom after I took out my protective hairstyle and my hair was falling off in chunks. I cried. I was so emotional. I'm like, God, are you sure this is business for me? Are you sure this is what you want me to do? My oils didn't grow my hair. Why? So you know what I did? I took that, I recreated my formula. And then I told myself that I'm going to use this every day. I'm going to post pictures. I'm going to put it out there for the whole world to know and believe in this. After 2 weeks of using the oils, I was seeing growth. I took pictures. I put it on social media. After 2 weeks. Then a month after, I put it on social media. Then 2 months after, I could not believe it. I'm like, oh my God, guys, it is growing. If you don't believe in what you have, no one else is going to believe it for you. You're going to face challenges. The beginning is going to be tough. The first 2 years sometimes is the hardest, but you just have to keep going. I faced a lot of challenges in the beginning. I was paying for ads like crazy. I was putting it in all pages that I can. That was how I found Fosse Air Daily. And I went to, you know, I met her on Instagram and I wanted to advertise on her page. Advertising, don't be scared to advertise, because if you don't advertise, how is anyone else going to know about your brand? You have to. Don't be scared to invest in your business. So I think I answered your question, Fosse Daily. Let me know if I did. But those are the tips I have. I hope I encouraged someone today. I hope you're encouraged. You have to stay encouraged. We all have to be business owners. We all have to be CEOs. I recently quit my six-figure jobs 2 months ago to run Glam Naturally all full time. So I was not going to quit my job until I got my brand to the level where I knew that I was comfortable. I don't have to be desperate. And then now I can quit and focus on my brand, you know. So don't be discouraged. Just keep going. Hi to my Facebook Live audience. I hope you're still there. Hi again to my Instagram audience. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Okay, there's more questions coming in. So it's, how do I get back my healthy hair from being dry and breaking after rice water? First, don't do it again. No more rice water challenge. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it. So this is what I would advise you. It's not too late to get back to health. I, for example, I had to cut off all my hair because I just wanted everything to be equal. Because after I had my hair loss issues, some part of it was short, some part of it was long. So I just wanted it to be equal. That was why I cut off my hair. You don't have to do that. You can start by... hold on. You can start by doing scalp massages daily. And that's the next thing I'm going to go in through now. So we're talking about the things to avoid when growing back your hair to health, right? So we're talking, this is number 7. So DIY, so do DIY. And I intentionally say DIY, natural deep treatment consistently. Why? Because you can do deep treatment with other products or other brand, but I actually prefer mixing my own stuff at home, and my avocado, my banana, because they're fruit and they're good for your hair. They're good for your body. And it's not going to damage my health because I know what I'm putting into it. So it's important for you to do that. I have, again, I'll put Jumi Grow, follow my regular page, my personal page. I have videos on YouTube of my DIY treatments. You can go there. But like I said, do not put tension on your hair. It's dry now. You have to keep it moisturized. How do you keep it moisturized? Water is key. Do never detangle your hair when it's dry. It has to be very, very wet. The mango shea and the cocoa shea butter helps keep your hair moisturized as well. You can give it a try. So it says, do you recommend... Okay, I want to dye my hair, and what products do you recommend? I also have 4C hair, porosity hair. So yay, we have the same egg texture. So you can please follow my natural my page and see what I'm doing for my hair to bring it back to health. But for I don't actually, honestly, do not have any brand in mind because I have never dyed my hair. So I'm not going to recommend anything I do not know. But I would recommend you to use natural products to dye your hair like henna. I've heard so many good stuff about it. So that part is Hansid. Hi, Rahim. Hello, my love. Amazing. Thank you. Can I get a free haul? All right. Lovely underscore Jack 20. DM me. I feel inspired. Thank you, love. And I'm glad I inspired you. How often is it good to wash your hair? Hey, Stella. Okay. Don't wash your hair too much. I washed my hair 2 days ago, and I wash it once every 2 weeks. Even though I went to the gym, I don't wash my hair every day, and I go to the gym almost every day. But I use the braid oil because it keeps it moisturized and clean. Once every 2 weeks is what I recommend. But if you have your hair in braids, then of course, after 6 weeks, I don't recommend for you to leave your braid on for too long. 4 to 6 weeks is the maximum so that you can have enough time to treat your hair and wash your hair and promote a healthier scalp. Thank you so much for the love, guys. I appreciate you. Okay, all questions answered, I think. So we're going to go back to the podcast. So, So I did say, yep, DIY natural hair treatment. It's very important. And when detangling, detangle with patience, right? How often do you detangle in a rush? You cannot detangle in ace. You cannot detangle in a rush. Please don't do that. No. When you're detangling, use a wide-tooth comb. Very important. And be patient. Patient is like number one. Be patient. Because if you do it in ace, you're going to end up breaking your hair. So you have to be patient when you're... Thank you for the love, guys. You guys are so amazing. I honestly love my customers. You guys are amazing. So, yeah, do that and use the cocoa shea or the mango shea or all the other products that you trust or brand that you trust and to detangle your hair. But make sure it's wet. Use a wide-tooth comb and have loads of patience. Loads and loads and loads and loads of patience when you're detangling, please. Okay? So it says, yep, when detangling, have patience. If you have more questions, please ask away because it's going to be over soon. Co-wash more. And I want to address this and shampoo less, right? Because every time when I post that commandment for 40 years ago, I get a lot of people talking about, I have to shampoo my hair daily. If you're shampooing your hair daily, you're drying your hair out. Period. I can't even say more than that. There is something called co-wash. Okay, I'm sure a lot of you know what that is. But co-wash is when you use a conditioner to wash your scalp and your hair. And a lot of these conditioners, they're actually leather. So you can use them to wash your hair once every 2 weeks and then shampoo once every 2 months. I co-wash my hair once every 2 weeks. And I go to the gym all the time. I co-wash my hair once every 2 weeks. Because why? I treat my hair consistently, and when I co-wash my hair, it's important for all that treatment to still stay there. So it's keeping my hair less dry, more moisturized, and keeping all my treatments in there for a longer period of time. If you shampoo daily, you're stripping your hair off moisturizing. You're stripping your hair off your DIY deep treatment. So please, less shampoo, more co-wash. And drink more water. I don't know. Is anyone in this chat doing my water challenge? I've been drinking almost a gallon a day for a year. I started in January. And I have to tell you guys, I feel awesome. I feel good. My skin is clearer. My hair, my health is better. You know, I don't drink. I've not had soda in about 14 years. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. I drink just water. So it's important for you to cleanse your system because hair growth is from inside. You have to think about it. It's not just outside. And when a lot of people come to me about my oil, I tell them that, look, at the end of the day, the oil is to help promote it. But you have to do the work too. You have to make sure that you're healthy inside out. You have to eat right. You have to eat good diet, good food. Drink loads and loads and loads of water. It's important. And exercise. I exercise often because of my health. I want to keep that going. But it also helps hair growth. So do it. It helps. Okay? And take your vitamins. It's so important. I actually, I have to tell you guys a story. So I used to hate taking vitamins because I don't like pills, period. I take the gummies. That's the best I'll do. But when my daughter was born, before I had kids, I had no issues with any of my vitamins in my body. Everything was intact. But as soon as I started having kids, I realized that, oh my God, the things I used to do before I cannot do, my body's not the same. So, especially when you have kids, you always have to keep taking your vitamins. It's important because they've taken something from you. Your kids take from you, you have to replenish it. So take your vitamins, drink your water, detangle with patience, do DIY natural deep treatments, use natural oils, organic oils is better. Honestly, it is. It's good for your health too. Avoid chemicals. No, no, no to chemicals. No chemicals. Protective hairstyling. No more tension on your edges. Choose wisely when you want a protective hairstyle. Scalp cleanse regularly. Scalp massage regularly. And look at your shampoo and conditioner, the ingredients. Make sure they're good for your health. And that's it. I hope I've helped you today to want to achieve better health growth, you know. So avoid all those things that I spoke about and do the other things that I speak about. I think I'm going to be back here next week. I'm going to try to make this an habit and come here to talk to you more because I really love and appreciate you guys. Don't forget to follow my personal page at Jumi Grow. I'm always and always and always bringing up. So I just deep conditioned yesterday. That's good. Well done, girl. Hi from Brazil. Oh my God, I cannot interpret that. But whatever it is, I'm sending you love. Thank you for coming. Hi. Yes, me too. Gummies, right? I would do pills. I hate pills. How to moisturize hair when your hair doesn't absorb moisture well. Okay, Becky. Also, you can DM me. But Becky, this is what I'll tell you. I have 4C hair, which is probably the kinkiest of the kinkiest. And my hair feels... You see how soft my hair feels? I don't know if you can see it. It feels soft and moisturized, right? And I didn't really do much. I just put the mango shea butter in my hair and the water. You don't need that much, honestly. You don't need that much products to keep your hair moisturized. Our hair loves shea butter. If you have 4C hair like me, our hair... Oh, yes, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Oh, have a wonderful day too, my love. Do I ship to Nigeria? Yes, I do. I ship to Nigeria... I use DHL. It's $45 to ship. I can't control that. That's how much DHL charges. But it guarantees that your haul will get there safe. All right? Yeah, we do ship to Nigeria. So, it doesn't absorb moisture well. I want you to send me a DM. Becky William. DM me at Jumi Grow or DM me right here. I want to know exactly what your hair care regimen is. And I'll see how I can help you. But you don't need that much. Water is important. Shea butter. Or the mango or cocoa shea can keep your hair moisturized and well. And don't shampoo all the time. I think that's it. This was such a nice conversation with you guys. Thank you for being so engaging. Thank you for coming here. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. This is also going to be on my podcast in case you didn't get to watch the full live. Video, you can go on my podcast and listen to it. And the podcast is, I'm going to write it here, it's Glammed with Grace. So let me write it here, hold on. Glammed with Grace, it's on Apple, it's on everywhere basically. You can find it everywhere. So type it in and you can follow my podcast. But that's it. And don't forget to follow my personal page, Jumi Grow. I'm always replying better on there because I get my messages better on there. That being said, you guys are awesome. Thank you for following. Thank you so much for buying Glam Naturally. Oh, it means the world. It honestly does. I don't think we'll be here without you, without God. I am grateful every single day. And I think I have answered all your questions. That being said, have a great day. Thank you for coming. And follow our Facebook page. We were live on Facebook as well. Bye. Hey, Facebook followers, thank you for coming here. I didn't get much questions from you guys. Oh, right here. It says it's unfortunate you can't ship outside the state anymore. Yes, I do ship outside of the state, but not the United Kingdom for now. Until we can fix this custom issues. We get loads and tons of return packages, and that's the reason why. But we have a UK vendor. Actually, let me write it here. It's... So follow my personal page. at Jimmy Grow. And also our UK vendor, I'm going to put in the website where you can place an order if you're in the UK. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye.